Welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Thanks for stopping by. Today we had a very special time. The Holy Spirit came upon Brother Freedom so suddenly and so powerfully that I didn't even do the introduction. He sat down in his chair, and after a few moments, all of a sudden, he began to speak and pray in the Spirit, and so I ran over and got the recorder running, and no sooner had I got it started that this wonderful prophetic word began to pour out. And Brother Freedom was off in Holy Spirit land. He was having a wonderful time. So I'm so thankful that we got it started in time. But this is all prophetic, direct from the throne room. Very powerful, very anointed, and I know you're going to enjoy it. Father, thank you for touching these precious people. Lord, we need your touch. We need your anointing. And Lord, I need your touch. I pray, Lord, for all of us that we will receive the truths of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and that we will learn to move in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
For I say thee to my people, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. I say in that time there was troubles, there was great evil that went upon this face of this earth. And I say, it's about ready to happen again. My coming is soon. And I'm speaking to my people to come out from among them, that they might be separated. They might be a holy people. They might walk in the will from heaven. My word declares in Revelation that the Spirit wants to speak to the church. But I say, my church nowhere listens to the Spirit. I say it's the other way around. I said everything comes from the pulpit, and it's the where the message comes from. And I say very few people move through my Spirit. They've gotten too big for my Spirit. And I say it's going to make them lose their first love. They're going to lose that pardon, that everlasting hope, that everlasting strength. And they need to wait upon me. My people need to learn to wait upon my Spirit. I say, did not I say from the very beginning, word, that thou must obtain patience? My people are not patient. They don't want to listen. Wait on me. They want to hear what someone tells them immediately. And I say, the mainstream of my pulpits speak the opinions of the one that's bringing the message. I say my Spirit, it needs to be from heaven. My people need to reside and fall back from the things they know. They must ask and not receive great strength, great power. Because I say this last hour, my people need to be not afraid. They need to walk in my joy. Must walk in my peace, my power. My anointing. But I say, where do you find this? Said the Spirit of God. It's not practice. It's not taught. I say they say, but they never. There's no demonstration of the Spirit. And I say my people must realize that it is my Spirit that brings forth the power. It's my Spirit that brings forth the message. It's my Spirit that conducts business for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. It's always not always done by board members, church deacons, even though they may be very special in their own eyes. But I say it comes through my anointing. It comes through my sovereign power. For I'm able to break principalities, works of darkness, set the captive to be free. But I say everywhere you go, it's man's ways. Man has brought forth a good message upon this land. They thought it out real serious. They very spent very much time. And I say it's according to my word, but I say it's not practiced by my Spirit. My Spirit sits way back in the back part of the church. And the Spirit is left there. And the people struggle. The people hear important words, but they're no direction by my Spirit. My Spirit is part of my word. But I say, many do not see this. It's all through their knowledge. Does not my word say that knowledge puffeth up? Knowledge comes from knowing. And I say this is the biggest trouble in this world. My people should look to my knowing and not to their knowing. Because if you start decreasing in knowing, I'll bless you mightily. I say for many years, this is probably the way you get started, but there's a growth that should take place, and you should start learning to walk in the Spirit that you not fulfill the lust of the flesh no longer. For the carnal mind is an enmity to things of God. The carnal mind brings your thoughts down to a level yet you can't understand the will of God. And you don't feel that excitedness of the Spirit of God. Alive, you don't have it. You're dead within yourself. I say, my people need to be alive in me. They need to walk in my blessing. Might walk in my commandments. That they be ready to meet what comes their way. And they would walk as my Spirit leads them. And I'd give them power, I would give them insight, and I would give them direction. And they would speak through my word. They would use my word mightily, but my word would be anointed by my Spirit. Yea, my Spirit and the word go together. They go as power. They go together. There should be no confusion with them. They should blend together as a mighty solo from heaven that brings forth one message, but yet there's two. It's a twofold inlet that brings it to pass. I say my word and Spirit grow together. Their power together. Their move mighty together. But I say it's one way. For many of thy people, it's only through the word. And the word is from man. And I say where they've arrived from the Spirit of God from the start, they've arrived right. But they should have went on, and they should now keep going on into the Spirit, that they would no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh. They would be learned and labeled to hear what said the Spirit of God. And they would not no longer walk in confusion. They would not walk in no longer disobedience. But they would walk in obedience to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. They would have a visitation from heaven to keep them, on a plane that's higher, wider, and deeper, and narrower. I tell you, my people need to stay on that narrow path. But I say they're off on all far as they go to the right, for the far as they go to the left. I say nothing. If they got a word, it's okay. But I say my Spirit needs to be the driving force. I say my people all need my word, yes, but they also need my Spirit. They need my power. They need my blessing. They need my love. And without my love, you cannot make it without my love. My love is that power. My love is that I've given my own Son through my love, that I so love this world. My people wouldn't be lost. It's coming that time when I'm coming back, and my people need to be ready. They need to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves, walking in my Spirit, walking in my ability, walking in my leadership, walking in my calling. And I will lead my people. Though they walk through the valley, shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, if thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I say, my people, you need to walk in my Spirit. You need to walk in my love. Walk in my obedience. Walk towards me, and I'll keep thee. Seek me. Keep your eyes upon me. I say, look no longer to the right nor the left, but lift your eyes to the hills whence I come from, and I shall keep thee. And I shall sustain thee, and I shall uplift thee, and I shall make my face to shine upon thee, and I'll bless thee in a mighty way, and I'll give thee peace like a mighty river, and I shall give thee treasures that'll never grow. You'll lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt. And where thieves do not break and steal, for where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. I say, my people need to keep your heart and mind on the Lord Jesus Christ, and if through that thou shalt remain saved, and I shall yield thee more than conquerors through me, which loves you. You can have that persuasion that neither night nor death nor angels nor principalities, the things present, neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I say nothing can separate you, but it takes my spirit with you. It takes my spirit and word together. They become power. It's just not like an engine cannot run on just fuel. It has to have air. It has to have things that come make it together. That's the same in this last days. You need the whole man. You need the whole man, and you cannot leave out the power of the Holy Spirit. They include the Spirit, but there is no direction. They have no office for him. He's left out of the picture. He's sort of the last just part of it. But I say he's more than that. The Spirit of God's alive. He's the direction. He's the one that leads you. He's the one that guides you. He's the one that upholds you. He is the one to help you in this last hour. Reach out for him and he shall help you. He will save you. He'll keep you. He'll give you direction. He'll give you the anointing. He'll shelter you. He shall protect you. He'll guide you. He'll direct you from all evil. And I say, my people in this world, you need direction. You need protection against the power of darkness. And I say, without my spirit, you have no protection. They say many have the power, but yet they're still planning their own messages. They're planning the will of God. And I say it is all right up to a certain point, but I say my coming is soon. My people need to be ready in this last hour. It's going to take my spirit to keep you where you should be, to be in that place. You know where you're going to live forever. And I say, without the Spirit of God, you're going to just fool yourself. You're going to be a place of not knowing. You're going to be a place of not doing the will of God. My people need to be ready to stay. They need to be very willing to stay. They may be examples before this world. My people need to array and be power in this land. They need to be anointed. They need to have the protection, the guidance, and direction. And they will have the answer that will come through my Spirit, says the Spirit of God. Do not worry what men shall say, what men shall do. But I say, worry that thou do not walk in my spirit. And I say to walk in my spirit is a real rule to go by, is pray in the spirit. It'll bring you back to that old time point. And that old time point will not fail you. I'll tell you, it'll take you through, says the Spirit of God. It'll get you cleaned up. It'll get you ready. It'll get you on head, marked toward heaven. It'll make your pathways narrow. It'll make you pop wide and wider in the Spirit. It'll do all things for you. It'll help you. It'll give you completion in the Lord Jesus Christ and not be ashamed no longer. You'll walk in obedience. You'll walk as an example. You'll walk in it with God's approval upon you in a mighty way. We pray that God will move mightily, say the Spirit of God, to open the windows of heaven to you in a mighty way, because God is coming this day, and God's coming back for a peculiar people, a holy people, a righteous people, a people that's not vexed by powers of darkness, but walking in the joy of the Lord, walking the commandments from heaven, that they would no longer be a vessel of dishonor, but they would be a vessel of honor, and they would have true victory every day of their life. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. To God be all glory. To God be all praise. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you. I pray that you'll be on fire this day for the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless him. Bless the Lord in a mighty way. Get on fire from heaven. Let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let us be walking in the Spirit. We not fulfill the lust of flesh. Help us to stay, Lord. Help us be examples. Help us to be walking victory this last hour. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. And amen. God bless. Amen.